We're on the second side now.
Now, let's see. I was thinking of something else about you girls. I just remember Mom always telling me what a neatnik Aunt Rose was. And then Mom wanted to sneak something out of her drawer and put it back.
She did.
She'd never know it was gone, but Aunt Rose always knew that she was laying hair.
And if that hair was moved.
If it was disturbed, she knew Wanda had been in there.
There was the one I remember where you went and Mom was on her way home from school, and so you went in and locked the bathroom door.
That was Lillian.
That was Lillian?
Oh, yes. She always, she watched for Rose and come down the street. And she'd run, and she'd run in that bathroom and lock the door.
Knowing you'd want to go to
the bath.
She would.
Naughty. Didn't you kick the door down?
I sure did.
Yeah. At the front door. The front door.
Down doors, even
yeah. A broken glass. The door was those with the square glass, you know, and you broke the glass and by kicking it.
I did see the glass.
It was glass. I remember it very well.
No,
this is the front door that you kicked in.
Did you kick down that door too once?
It was the bathroom door that I kicked in.
No, I think you kicked in that front one too because that glass door, you broke the...
I don't remember anything.
I loved it because I knew you'd get in real trouble.
It was a loveliness.
Lily was a little devil.
She was.
Uh-huh.
She was mischievous.
She was.
She was the one who ran naked in the streets, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She was. She was a real problem child.
Okay. Did your family or friends have any nickname for you?
Well, Uncle Milt called Aunt Rose Andy, didn't he?
Rose, give me a kiss, I throw you in the river.
Not Milt.
Didn't Uncle Mel call you Annie?
No. How do
you
do?
Somebody did. I used to hear him call her Rose.
That.
How did Aunt Lillian get her name?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder, you know, because I mean, you know, there's such a thing as a Rose and there's a Lily. Why is there no Wanda?
Water Lily.
We were in Canada, and I think that they found an Indian name, because Wanda's...
But do you remember Lillian? I don't.
Oh, I think we have an ancestor or a somebody.
Now, what's her middle name?
Alice.
Oh, well, that's pretty.
Lillian Alice and Wanda Mabel.
Kathy's sister is named Wanda.
Oh, is it?
I think that's so unusual.
Oh, I think it is, too.
But I'm trying to think, and I don't know a whole lot of Wanda.
There's one on
the TV,
Wanda.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, that's that big black lady in there.
She's not big, but she's funny.
She's funny and she's black.
Okay. So did nobody really have any nicknames, like...
Lillian, didn't Lillian have a nickname, Rose?
No nicknames? Okay. What chores did your parents have you do, and how did you feel about doing that?
I remember dusting.
And I remember
dusting.
Lillian took the dishes off the table after dinner, and I watched them and you dried them.
Uh-huh. And I always complained. Because there was, you didn't wipe the water off the drain board. The dishes leaked the water on the drain board. And I'd be drying the dishes, and then I'd complain and raise all sorts of hell because you...
I don't remember that.
Oh, I do. It used to upset me so much to have all that. That's probably why she probably enjoyed seeing me get upset over it.
I did.
Alice, you want some young stories, huh?
No, some
chores. Chores? Other than the dishes?
Oh, Rose killed flies.
Rose killed flies.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And Wanda dusted.
What Lillian
did. I'm big, I can't do anything.
Christmas like when you were young?
Oh, it was wonderful. Yeah, at Christmas Eve, Dad would get us all in the car and drive over in East Sacramento. Now, you know, East Sacramento was the ritzy part of Sacramento. And drive
East Sacramento, where, I don't know where
East
that is.
East Sacramento.
Well, it's more like around that part, driving around down to there, wasn't it?
It was down past the Alhambra Theater and
oh,
over in that,
oh, okay.
That
okay.
area. And there were some old houses, but and there'd be people, the rich people would have trees out in the front yard decorated, and I remember one house that had two reindeer made out of celluloid or something. I don't know what it was, but those deer were always out there. We always wanted to see those. And Dad always gave us a bad time. I'm trying to think of what he was...
Well, you told me my whole life about him having a gun.
Oh, yeah, he was going to shoot the reindeer if he saw him.
And make these kids cry.
Uh-huh, we get...
Santa, if he came down here...
He doesn't want them coming around our place.
He's going to have a big trap.
And he was going to have
a
trap. Oh, he was. And
did
we really...
Did he shoot the ornaments off the tree?
Yeah, Mother had the ornaments.
In the garage.
That was in the garage when we lived there. And he sat on one of the beds, because it was just one big room. And he'd sit on the bed and shoot the ornaments off the tree with the BB gun.
That's not too
lovely. No,
but we remember it well.
But Christmas morning was easy.
Oh, very nice. I mean, and you know what he'd do? We'd all hang our stockings, and he'd been bad-mouthing Santa Claus, you know. And he'd hang his. And sure enough, we'd tell him and we'd cry and we'd say, don't say that, Dad, because Santa... And so he got up Christmas morning with us, and his stocking was an onion with the thing hanging out of the top. And then we all had nice things that he... And we knew it was because he talked about Santa Claus, you know.
I believe in Santa Claus when I was 12, just to let my mother know that I... Still believed.
Did you really though? No. Oh. I almost did.
I did. I believed.
I was such a fool.
Well, kids helped us out to, you know, at school to, that if we believed in Santa Claus, we were just stupid, you know.
Where did you get in the way of presents?
I always got what I wanted. We got it. Always got a doll. Always got a doll.
Yeah.
And that makeup, I got makeup. Perfume. What was the perfume? It was cheap and probably pretty bad, but it was, I remember that, getting that, and I can't think of what the name that was.
That makes me think of a student William story, and it was gift giving. Was it Christmas when she gave the hint? If you smell anything, or...
That was perfume she was giving to somebody. Remember that story? No.
You used to tell me
about
that.
Too.
It made it sound like a bad thing.
When I was a kid, John, you used to have a big doll collection. You still have that?
It was stolen.
Was it?
Isn't that awful? I had 100 storybook dolls.
You had this doll.
Don't you remember Rose when Jones House was...
They were in storage at Carol's sister's
garage. Oh, yeah.
I had them in a china closet.
I still see them.
Bevan had a penny collection that had almost every penny of both, you know, both all the mints, you know, and all the way through. And I think there's only a few of them missing. And that was probably.
Isn't that too bad?
It probably goes at a flea market for
nothing.
Yeah. That's too bad.
We have to learn that it's just material things.
That's true.
Not to be excited about it.
Well, you know, you could never, if you have them now, you could never bring yourself to sell them on eBay, so you couldn't do it.
That's right. You got it. I am eBay maniac.
Okay, well, did you have a special way of celebrating birthdays?
Yes. I didn't think it was so special, but we went to Utah always on my birthday so we could celebrate with June, because June... a first cousin, June, her birthday was the day before mine, And when the folks weren't around, she'd say, "It's more my birthday than it is yours." You know, and I'd get so upset. And they'd say, "Now, June, it's just as much Mom's birthday as it is yours." And she'd go back so innocent and sweet. And then when we get away from them, she'd say, "It's more mine." You know, and I didn't like going for that reason. I didn't like being there with
you. And Aunt Rose, she had a crummy birthday. New Year's. But that wasn't that bad for kids, I bet. When you were celebrating.
Well, we always had Edna, and a mother always left us with peanuts to divide. That the story I remember that I used to just get so hateful to Rose, because she'd divide the peanuts. And Lillian and I always got the halves. The broken ones and the little ones that went, oh, yes, you are. You were terrible. You were terrible. Why would I remember that if it wasn't? Yeah. Because it happened. Hers were always the perfect peanut, and ours was the halves of the whole of the... Yeah. She's a good woman.
Kathy can't even... No peanuts.
Oh, I know that. I remember that.
So I have a grandson. You stayed alive this long. That gives me hope. Yeah. You have to have that little thing with you all the time.
Yeah. What little thing is it?
It's to inject you with a
nephew. No, she has a paralysis.
You breathe up here okay?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, who baptized you and who attended the baptism? Was it in a creek or is it in a...
It was in the church, in a baptismal font, but it was kind of a cement-looking thing. And Bishop Cox, I think, was he the bishop then? No.
I don't know my mother, but I knew it didn't go down again.
No, but Harold baptized Bob, Lillian. I don't know.
Now, Grandpa used to smoke a pipe. So
I don't.
He was still a good Mormon the whole time.
Oh yeah, he was always a good Mormon. I mean, if you call him good.
Funny one.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be tolerated today.
No.
He decided to quit smoking when he was pipe down when he was digging the well all the time. I remember.
Because he wasn't sealed to ground.
Not then.
No. Uh-huh.
Well, and Salt Lake was a long way away from Canada. They didn't have any temples or anything there, you know. So
but your mother.
My mother and
had
father.
Been to the temple.
Mother had gone to the
so
temple.
She went to Aunt Rose's
Yeah. Yeah.
She got
How did your mother and father meet? Originally, they were going
at a house party, and Dad was sitting in the front room and looking in the kitchen, and he said to somebody, "Who's that gorgeous girl in there?" And somebody said, "Well, that's Sadie Bevan," and he says, "I want to meet her," you know. So he was all gung-ho about her right as soon as he saw her.
This isn't on the list. I'm just wondering, what ancestors do you remember of yours? Like Sarah Rosetta Fuller, did you ever know
her? Oh, yeah, that little grandma.
Huh?
No.
Sarah Rosetta?
That was Ma.
Sarah Rosetta was Ma. Well, then, what did they call Grandma Lundgren? Yeah. And she joined the church in Denmark. You probably know this.
Uh-huh.
And,
She was a milliner,
and she said, and she said she was coming to Salt after she joined the church. She said, "Well, we've got to move to Utah. I want to be right by the church, meaning the temple." And our grandfather said, "We're not moving anywhere." So, being the funky person she was, she packed her bags and came to Salt Lake and became very good friends of Parley P. Pratt and his wife. So she was sealed to Parley. She asked if she could be sealed to him, and he said, "Sure," you know. And
this is Parley Jr. rather than Parley Pratt.
I don't know.
Well,
Parley P. Pratt was killed in 1957.
don't know when Lundgren was. That
Grandma
was
Lundgren
great
was.
Grandmother.
Huh? She was my great grandmother, so.
But Grandpa Christensen.
That would have been his grandma.
Well, let me see. He'd be the one to marry Sarah Rosetta Ford.
Sarah Rosetta Ford.
Anyway, he was the Christensen one.
Right.
And he went on a mission to. He got called on a mission back to Denmark, and he died in Liverpool, England, mm-hmm. in 1900.
Yeah. I thought he died on a boat.
In this picture, but she's the one that had all the Harold and August.
Yeah.
And only one lived.
Three, and she named them each that.
She wanted it that name. And that would have been Grandpa's.
Uh huh.
Now your grandfather was working on the Protestant temple. Did he get fired because he wouldn't wear overalls, or because he did wear overalls?
He wouldn't wear overalls.
But
he wanted to wear a suit, sure.
Okay.
He was fancy dancy.
Uh-huh.
Whose kid was he?
Grandma Lundgren's son.
He was the supervisor on the Protestant temple of the building.
She agrees.
Joseph F. Smith came up to Carr County as personally to fire him.
Oh, my.
Because he was wearing a suit.
Oh, that's so fun.
That's the worst thing you do if you felt like
Funny
he was. Well, he was quite a dresser. I can remember him so well. And
he the one with the toupee?
Yeah, and he's the one that tell us girls that his hair wouldn't grow if we stayed around. So we had to go. We never knew there was such a thing as a toupee. So we'd get out, and next thing you know, the bedroom door would open, and there he was with this nice full head of hair. Redhead. Mm-hmm.
Funny guy.
We should get back to that subject. How did you feel about school? What did you do well in at school? And what did you do poorly in? And what teachers did you like best?
I liked Mrs. Piper because I was asked to be queen of the Golden Green Ball from our ward. And Mrs. Piper, we didn't have the right clothes. I couldn't afford to get a gown or anything. And Dad says, I can't do it. I haven't got that money. And so that's my first time I really, really believed in prayer, because I prayed that I would be able to go and wear a gown. And Mrs. Piper called. And she said, Sadie, does Wanda have a dress for this ball that she's going to? And Mother says, no, she hasn't. And Mrs. Piper says, well, I've always wanted a daughter. And so, would it be all right with you if I bought her dress and shoes and everything she needs for the ball? And the mother says, well, we've been worrying just silly of what we were going to do. So we'll worry no more. I'll pay for it. And so, that's how I begin to believe in prayer, because I pray, you know, but you know how you do, and you don't expect any big deal. Well, here was this big deal coming in. It was kind of exciting. Mrs. Piper stayed friends of ours for a long, long time. There Rose worked for, I worked for, but just, I got only $12 a month. But I only come over after school and worked a little bit.
Yeah.
That's the only way we had got any money.
Did you have any unusual or exciting adventures when you were a child?
Well, would you say when we got lost by waters and lakes?
You were wandering around the woods, I guess.
Yeah. And that's when Harold found us on horseback, and we were both scared to death, but Rose pretended to not be scared, because I was crying, and sure, we were going to be eaten up by wolves, and there were wolves in that
part,
bears, you know.
How much older was Harold?
How much older is Harold than you, Rose?
That's a crazy story, too, that he was going to live with the family.
No, you know, when they lived in Canada, our grandmother and grandfather, he was the first grandchild. And they just took over. Well, Mother was a little Bevan girl and didn't know how to fight for what she wanted. And Dad knew how, but he thought, well, if his folks want to take care of him, why, you know, we can let them. And we didn't get to meet Harold, really, until he was, he was 12 years old. And they then Dad told his folks he wanted him to come and live with us. And so they sent him, and we were in Sacramento then, and Harold was sent to us. And the first time we saw him, he was in a little Boy Scout outfit, I think. And
so where was he living, in Carson?
In Canada with our grandparents.
Okay. When did you come to California?
When did we come?
No, when you were living
well,
in...
He was 12 when he came, wasn't he? He was about 12 years old when he came. And I never could understand how Mother, but Mother was just a little, you know, in those days, the Christensens were very well-to-do. And the Bevans were not well-to-do at all. They were the poor people. And so Mother didn't dare fight for her rights at all. Dad and Ma pretty much run the roost, I think. Yeah, he didn't. We never had a place for him, and there was a little. We called it a shack, but it was a little house across
about
the street.
About 40 times bigger than an outdoor toilet.
Yeah, it wasn't very big, and that's where Harold slept. And I've often said that if I'd have been Mother, I'd have never allowed them to keep my child or do anything before I okayed it. And you did what your husband wanted, I guess. And Dad felt that his folks could take better care of Harold than we could.
What was an embarrassing experience you had as a child?
Rose, what was an embarrassing experience? Do you think of anything? It's just building that fire in that.
That was
embarrassing. Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll continue on. Here's about your teen years now. Where did you live? Tell me about your home.
We lived at 3401 20th Avenue.
We went to the fireplace every morning.
Yeah.
And after that, and then suggested.
We didn't have a stove. We had a fireplace.
That's it. The heat was allowed.
Well, what was the cooking bell?
That was a wood stove, but that was in the kitchen, you
this
know.
This was on 20th Avenue?
Uh-huh.
So you had a fireplace.
Uh-huh. That we
had a wood stove.
Uh-huh.
What was it like in the summertime cooking with a wood stove?
Well, I think Mother had her share.
We had gas too.
Huh?
Yeah, a wood stove.
Who? Harold?
Us.
Us?
But I mean, I know it's hot now. You know, like down in Sacramento.
Oh yeah.
It must have been 100 and something back then.
Well, you know, when Dad moved from Canada to Oakland, and he was looking, he said, "Harold, this is still cold. I'm not happy here." And somebody said, "If you want to be warm, just go to that little town down in the valley. It's called Sacramento." And so Dad just decided to come to Sacramento, and he liked it. He liked the heat. And yeah, he did. He was a brick mason. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well.
For teenagers, they didn't talk about teenagers.
Yeah.
I said, Kathy, you would see when you were married yesterday.
Oh, did you that, Mabel? Mm-hmm.
Did you,
Was that Mabel Phillips?
No, Aunt Mabel, or Kristen's.
Oh, okay. Who was Mabel Fennett? That was Aunt May,
wasn't it? Oh, that was Aunt May. Okay. She was Aunt to everybody in the ward.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Remember Christine?
Christine?
The lady from Scotland that came to live with us?
No.
You don't? No. She had dark hair. She worked at Macy's. This is about when I was about 17 or so. 16.
Was she a member of the church?
Yeah, she was a member of the church. She joined the church and then she came back to find the missionary to she went to live with that maid for a few months. Remember?
Okay.
She signed up in some sort of a nanny program where she was a nanny. English name, you know, in the days of Mary Poppins, that type of a thing, and then she bought her way out of it, and she was working for some family, and anyway, she ended up going to Arizona. You remember?
We've had a lot of things.
Oh, yeah, your father was great to invite people to come, and I remember Rose had very little for dinner, and he invited somebody to come and share it with him. And I can remember Rose being...
I remember Milt did the same thing.
That's who I'm saying. That's who I'm talking about. Is Milt.
Yeah, he was a good bishop. Good guy. How long was he bishop?
In fact, when I had one of my kids, I used to be seven. He advised us to tell me what to do. And I had just come home now, too.
Hope he was cooking.
Yeah, he had to do it.
I don't think Rose missed out on telling him off if she felt that she was being used.
It's funny, this doesn't ask a lot of questions that you think would be obvious, you know, like about what earliest ancestors you remember. Also doesn't ask about what your father did for a living or anything like that. It's strange.
Yeah.
But I guess they're more interested in the church and things.
I guess.
Okay, well, here we are. Favorite activity as a teenager? Did I ask you that one?
Yeah.
Oh. Want to try again? Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Rose was out running around with guys in cars.
Uh-huh.
Walt Cannon was the one.
Walt Cannon was the one that we went with. And,
he was running with a rowdy little group.
He was smoking.
Yeah.
He smoked, but
other than...
Well, yeah, somebody came in the service station and said to Dad, do you let your daughter run around with that damn fool that comes down 20th Avenue, hell-bent for election? And Dad says, hell, he's parked on my doorstep. I have to step over him whenever I come in, you know. So, and Dad sent him home. Dad sent him home more than once, and Walt would say, I'm home. And he wouldn't go.
And he wouldn't go. He stood up and honked the horn.
And honked the horn. And I come in mad one night, and Dad said, what's the matter? I said, I'm mad at Walt. I'm not going to go out and see him anymore. And Walt sat there and doop, just that for the long time. Dad finally came in and says, Vonda, get the hell out there and make up with him so he'll go home. And that's but I did.
Well, it was a big...
Determined.
German?
Determined.
Oh, I was in Norwegian.
Yeah.
I remember you told me once about how there's a little red lantern on the back end of the train.
Yeah. And he got it. He got it.
She liked it.
And another thing he did that wasn't very nice was... put a roll of toilet paper in the front seat of the car for Mother.
On the board.
The dashboard.
Yeah, on the dashboard. Big board, that's it.
Because he said, for some reason or other, whenever your mother goes with me, she gets upset and scared. I saw. She's a smart lady. But she'd call on him anytime she needed to go anyplace. And he'd always be right there for her. I remember learning to drive, and Walt and Bill Royston crawling all over the car while I'm trying to drive down 20th Avenue.
Across the engine.
They were all across the engine, over the hood, over the top of the car, down the back, and then they'd jump off and run and lay down before I'd get there and pretend I'd run over them. And then another time I was driving and they run and got the mailboxes. That's when everybody had mailboxes out in the street. Run and get the mailbox, pull it up and hold it so I wouldn't run over it.
Mm-hmm.
Something Evan used to do when some friend was driving is he'd be outside the car and so he'd give it a big thump and then he'd lay down on the ground like...
Oh! Oh.
Yeah.
We did some naughty things.
Okay, well here we are. What books did you read? What were your favorite radio or television programs?
Jack Benny, we used to pull over the side of the road and listen to Jack Benny in the car.
Yeah, when I was little.
Yeah.
When you were young too?
Yeah.
They had car radios?
Uh-huh. But they were very static and they weren't that great. But they were car radios. And,
and you told me you can remember the first radio.
I can.
You were walking down.
We used to take a walk over the road for Ted Smith. Lived, and I think it was Ted's family that had the radio, and we'd walk by so we could hear the music. Yeah.
Was it an amplifier radio that you guys could hear across the room?
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess.
They had crystal radios, you know,
yeah.
You had
to hold up. Oh, no, no,
no. Okay, what about books did you read? What books did you read?
Remember Rose? She's going to go to sleep.
No, I was just thinking.
What books did he read in those days?
I don't know. The Nugget Sheep book.
Really?
Nugget Sheep book. And, I don't know if I was not doing it.
This
is
like Little Women, or?
Oh, yeah.
We read Little Women, and we read,
Little House on the Prairie, were they around?
No. We weren't around then.
You know, another memory I remember, you guys singing over the first loudspeaker.
Yes, system. We did.
That's important.
At the fairgrounds. And it was the first loudspeaking system. And, we got, I guess we got well known because we sang for, what's his name at the California Theater? And Mother played the piano, and we'd sing before the movie started.
So they asked you for the
singers. Uh-huh.
Aunt Lillian wasn't one of the singers.
No, and Aunt Lillian had a great voice, but Aunt Lillian didn't.
Lillian was the devil.
She'd sit in the front row and try to make us laugh.
I miss her so much.
I can see Susan and Bobby Joe in that
scene. Me too. Bobby Joe. It's like
Bobby
a visit with Lillian.
Uh-huh, it
you
is.
You know that Bobby Joe looks just like Lillian.
Oh, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
She does. The look. She dresses like
she
her.
She does.
She's like it.
Her
she
hair, really does. So uh-huh.
Yeah, the friends were there.
Cute. Yeah, she was cute. They were there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
Well, what teenage music did you like then? And what was your favorite kind?
You know what Mama says? Bing Crosby!
Oh, I love Bing Crosby. When I heard him for the first time, I thought I had died and gone to heaven. I thought that was the most gorgeous voice. And then when I saw him, I actually fell in love with him.
Uh-huh.
When I saw him in the movie, I really fell in love with him. I thought that was, I'm sure it was the voice. You know,
yep.
He wasn't that great.
I haven't heard who Aunt Rose liked as a singer. I know Aunt Lillian liked Frank Sinatra.
I like Frank Sinatra.
But who was your favorite from that you can recall?
Frank
Sinatra. Uh-huh, those were mine too.
I don't care what everybody says.
Were there any women singing then that were great?
Joe, what was her name, Rose? Joe something.
Oh,
Joe Stafford.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Aunt Rose, I was telling you that Nancy's grandma had her 100th birthday. You met Nancy's grandma at the Fresno Fair.
Oh,
remember her?
Yeah.
She had her 100th birthday in January. She's been great.
Yeah, she did.
She doesn't know why the Lord won't take her. She's been a widow for 40 years?
Mm.
So the teenage music was like fun to listen to rather than what they got now.
Oh yeah.
Well, we had those funny songs, those things, and like there he goes, and those he goes, and little lambs, he dies, and they got silly too.
But those vaudeville songs.
But not gross.
Yeah. That mean, were they vaudeville songs? Is that what they were?
I don't know. They were recorded. People recorded those, didn't they? That
little Lampy Diving song, wasn't that recorded? Mm-hmm. Okay, did you go to school dances, and what were they like, and how did teenagers dance back then?
I went to school dances, not that I didn't know how to dance, but all didn't know. And I told him I just couldn't see myself going with anybody that didn't know how to dance. And so he says, well, if you'll teach me. And he wanted to go someplace where we didn't know anybody, so we went over to Fruitridge School to a dance, and
we always danced left forward
and well, dance. You know, in the Mormon Church, they had dances every weekend. And so I had been dancing all my life, and so I couldn't see Walt for the fact that he wasn't dancing. Bill Royston was a good dancer. And I went to several dances with him.
That was my watch.
How are you doing? It's 10 after 2.
Oh, it's 10 after 2. I can't find it.
Well, actually, mine says 2:17. That one's off a little.
Okay. School dances. Mom's asleep.
Well, what do you know about school dancing? When did you learn to dance?
In school?
Yeah. Dancing was big in the church.
Well, it was.
We had Saturday, when you were a kid, I'm not that afraid, we had dances every Saturday night, didn't we?
Yeah,
it did.
It was so fun. Stage dance, I think, where we could meet all the kids in the area.
I remember Sister Sowers in the foyer checking our clothes out before we come in.
And they still do that.
They were too short, or, you know.
Too sexy.
I remember once our dog Cindy was pregnant. And so Aunt Lillian was over and she said, looks like she's been to the Saturday night dance.
Cute. Oh,
Aunt Lillian was cute.
Okay, well, okay, so much for the dances. What home responsibilities did you have? This is kind of repetitious for stuff.
Well, mine were the dusting.
You were little kids at first.
Oh,
dishes and dusting.
They didn't change as they grew, huh?
And you had that one responsibility, and Mom had something else.
Mm-hmm.
So was Mom.
You took care of Bob a lot, too.
Oh, yeah. I was chief babysitter for Bob because Rose worked, and Walton, and it was, I really feel that it was a blessing straight from Heavenly Father because Walton and I took Bob practically every on our dates, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like... it was preparing us for taking him when Mother died.
Mm-hmm.
Because some friend of his come by and hand me a note. And it was the note from Bob asking this kid to run away with him. And that's the first time I knew that Bob was very unhappy. So I went over and I asked him if he was unhappy and he started to cry. And I said, do you want to come and live with me? And he said yes. And so I packed him up bag and baggage and brought him to my house. And Dad come over really upset. What did I think I was coming over there and taking him? And I said, well, I've always believed in honoring my father and my mother. But I said, right now, you don't need to be honored because I said, you're not taking care of your son. You don't even know that he's miserable and unhappy. And so Dad wanted to talk to Bob. And when Dad... he'd married Frances, and Frances was not a good stepmother.
I heard she was really mean.
She was.
She had a brain cancer. Nobody knew it until she died.
She locked
them. Who knows what she was responsible for. She was crazy.
Yes, she really was. She'd locked Dad out.
Dad or
what? Dad, even. Wow. And that's when Dad came over to our house on
65th Street, moved, was it 50? Yes. Over there in,
No. He was a widower or something.
No, she kicked him, locked him out.
Now your dad, okay, he had his wives, he had Sadie and then Francis and then Lou.
Uh-huh.
And then Jesse.
And then Jesse.
Four wives.
Yeah.
And they all chased him.
Uh-huh.
You know? Mm-hmm. Dad had that. Actually, come on.
Touch. He had a dance with
you. Mm-hmm. Look.
Grandpa was very outdoorsy.
Yeah. Great personality.
Uh-huh. Oh. We're all of them.
Mother was a timid little.
Jessie wasn't old, yes. She was.
Oh, no, she was.
None of them were.
But the baby.
That's all.
The hair wasn't a high priority for him.
What was Jessie? What church did she belong to?
Okay.
I don't know.
Seventh Day Adventist or something?
I don't know.
You know that sounds familiar to me, Steve?
I remember hearing it or seeing it or something.
Uh-huh.
Lou was the sweet one.
Yeah. And she said she wished she'd have got Bob.
Yeah. She wished she was in the second
one. Uh-huh. Well. Okay, well, did anything difficult to you happen to you as a teenager? Difficult.
When it's not going to sleep.
Mom, you're supposed to talk more. Mom.
Difficult?
It is really nice up here. I mean, you know, I can't imagine it. You're sitting by a fire in the middle of summer.
It's gorgeous up here. It's humid in Iowa. We're thrilled to be here.
I bet you, yeah.
I don't know if they have any difficult times. I mean, it was pretty sweet life. Losing your mother in your
20s,
but that's not the same as
me. I can remember being very depressed the day before she died. Didn't know she was going to die. And Walt said, "What's the matter?" And I said, "I just feel very depressed." And he said, "Let me take you for a ride in the car." And we got in the car, and he drove me around, and the next morning, I got a phone call that mother had passed away. When I was depressed before she died, didn't even know that she was sick enough.
And I was one,
uh-huh.
And Jeannie was about to be born.
Uh-huh. About 3 weeks before Jeannie was born.
The mom got told to get over there, his mother was going to die, and she came over and it was too late.
Uh-huh.
Mom, let's wake up. Mom?
I just ignored it.
And you're sleepy. She might be dead.
Why don't you get up and walk around the chair a couple times?
Anyway, I don't sleep. Oh.
Well, we're going to have to ask you all these questions again tomorrow, then.
Don't ask me that.
We were wondering if there was anything that was hard to see. Maybe you had to go through.
Yeah. It made me realize, yes.
He had a tight schedule?
Yeah, I worked with that.
That was hard.
And Grandma Sadie had a heart attack when she was in the tabernacle? What?
Uh-huh, she said, we were at the temple, and she said she had this pain. So I said, well, we have to get to a doctor. We got back to Sacramento. I couldn't find a heart doctor in town. There wasn't one. Nobody just, you know, said, no.
Just regular doctors.
And so we went to, what doctor? I can't remember who it was, but he said, oh, just put a mustard plaster on her.
Well, that was for the last time.
This was before she died.
But when she had the heart attack in the tabernacle, when was that?
Oh.
Was it in the tabernacle or the temple?
No, it was the tabernacle.
Okay. During a
conference. Uh-huh. A conference.
Oh, a general conference.
So mm-hmm. That would have been like October or even.
Yeah.
So it was sometime later than she died.
Well, she died in January, didn't she?
Yeah, she was.
Wasn't
it your day?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Maggie's birthday.
Did Mom have a birthday party before that happened?
No, she was very pregnant. Very, very.
Mom, you're supposed to stay awake and say something.
Did you sleep last night, Rose?
Mom didn't even.
Not really.
It was hot down there.
So hot. Well,
you might have to ask her later.
What was the question you asked?
About, we were asking about the tabernacle thing.
We were wondering if you had a birthday celebration while your mother, just before your mom died. Or
what
she'd already
picked up. What we did was go out to dinner
coming. On New
Year's
Eve. At Shanghai.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
Shanghai.
Exactly where we went.
And then she